Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your call, your encouragement daily to partake of the Spirit and walk in the measure of the light, in the measure of Christ that has been given to us, so as to arise and shine. Thank you. Your love has moved. Your love has come. And your love says, one died for all that we may no longer live for ourselves, but for you who loved us. So thank you for your great love this morning. Again, Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 12 from verse 11 to 20. There's only one Spirit who does all these things by giving what God wants to give to each person. For example, the body is one unit, and yet as many parts. As all the parts form one body, so it is with Christ. By one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Whether we are Jewish or Greek, slave or free, God gave all of us one Spirit to drink. As you know, the human body is not made up of only one part, but of many parts. Suppose the foot says, I'm not a hand, so I'm not part of the body. Would that mean it's no longer part of the body? Or suppose an ear says, I'm not an eye, so I'm not part of the body. Would that mean it's no longer part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how could it hear? If the whole body were an ear, how could it smell? So God put each and every part of the body together as He wanted it. How could it be a body if it only had one part? So there are many parts, one body.
Hallelujah. As mankind, as the body, was predestined in Christ. So that was God's idea all along. And that's why you got it so clear in Ephesians that we need to look to the head. That's Christ Jesus. That's our Lord. That's our Savior. And that's how we grow in the body. And so the love of God has moved. It was always God's idea. We are God's idea. And the world, everything in it is God's idea. And so in Ephesians chapter 4, it says so beautifully, there's one body, there is one baptism, there's one faith, there's one Lord, there's one hope, expectation that we grow in. And yeah, so it's all come from God, and we all come from God. And this is the whole thing. Now, God has so loved the world and sent His Son. It's now about coming back. And coming back on a daily basis and staying in tune, looking to the head from which we grow. Another example, He uses these types that we can understand it, where it says that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches, and the Father is the vine dresser. And how do we abide? How do we grow, glow, and know? Sustain in Jesus. He says that if you abide in me, you understand that we come from God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and we wake up to that. We take hold of that. It's our life. This is the answer to missing the mark. If we're not going to take hold of that, we're going to be outside there still in the fall and then even falling further. But now we've woken up to the call of love. We come into the calling. You abide in me, let my word abide in you. So I just explained that. The thoughts that bring about His intents, you let that abide in you. And He says, when you let His word, when you let it abide in you, you desire, ye begeer, ye vra, you ask, and it's given to you. By this you bear much fruit. So there's a whole key, just staying as you receive Christ Jesus. Live in Him, walk in Him, stay in Him, and we then fulfilling our portion, because we're all family, encouraging each other. And the sad thing is, the ones that don't come in are counting themselves unworthy of the God quality of life, unworthy of their calling, unworthy of life. So this is how the sheep and the goats are being separated in these times. You're getting either caught up in the right things, or you're caught up in the deception, and you are on the highway to darkness. But praise God, because of the love of God, stay in the love, stay in the light, and so encourage everyone else to come home, come back into the light, come be what God made you to be, in tune, developing on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.